Town on KQ&A. And Marie is here to introduce our next guest. Thank you, Marie.
Bum ba da bum.
Da da da.
May I please introduce?
We probably should do the duck thing, huh?
Our next, yes, that would be fun. Our next guest, I am proud to introduce, is Tanner Meeker from Green Muscle Solar. Welcome, Tanner.
Thank you, guys. It's a pleasure.
Oh, well, the first thing we're going to ask you, Tanner, is a little bit about yourself before we get into all the great services and products you can provide on the solar front.
Awesome. So as Marie said, my name is Tanner. I work for the company Green Muscle Solar. Our main office is stationed down in Sun City. A little bit about myself. I'm 23 years old. I grew up in the Prescott Valley, Prescott Quad City area. About half of my life growing up, my father does live up here along with my aunt. So I'm usually up here about every other weekend, enjoying the outdoors, enjoying the great food that's here, and trying to just have some fun up here.
You must love the outdoors since it's Green Muscle Solar.
Yeah.
You need the sun, so you're probably in the sun all the time, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I love it.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about Green Muscle Solar. What products do you provide? What services do you provide? I know I have solar, so I could talk on and on and on about how great it is, but let's get some professional
I think every house in Arizona should have solar personally, but we're getting there, right?
It really should.
With the Green Muscle Solar, I hope.
Yeah, it's solar in Arizona is almost like a no-brainer nowadays. Luckily, through the years, solar has become pretty affordable for a lot of people. Especially with all the tax incentives that the government does, and the state has its own little tax.
Yeah, there are a lot of programs out there, I know, for assistance.
Oh, yeah. No, I got some great, great programs when I got mine, so I definitely will back you up on all of that.
Good. Awesome. So, yeah, a little bit about us is we've been in business for almost 5 years now. Done well over 1,500 installations. Along with, we also do removals and reinstalls for select roofers. And if people just hear about us, they'll contact us as well. Green Muscle is a family-owned business. It is actually owned by one of my uncles, along with his business partner that they've known each other since they're 3 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So they, both AZ natives, were all born and raised here. And they've been in the industry for over 15 years, and in just a few days, it'll be my third year.
Wow.
In the industry. So it's a long time coming and a lot more time to come.
Such a young age and already 3 years in. Good for you. What great experience.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
What about some of the products? You know, I know when I visualize solar, I always visualize the big old panel on the roof. Are there other products besides that kind of a panel? Or guide our listeners a little bit about how they can go about getting their house solar.
Yeah, so right now, I mean, of course, panels are the solar way. There are Tesla, you know, they came out with like a solar roof, but those are quite expensive. Mm-hmm. They're cool and all, but right now we're around 400 plus watts from a single panel. And with the great technology from a lot of great manufacturers that we're partnered with, there's microinverters. So per panel, it gets plugged into one microinverter compared to the old systems where it was one single inverter, where if that one inverter went out, you're not producing any solar. So
it's like the old Christmas tree light effect. If one went out, the whole string was dead. Okay.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Okay.
It's a great way to at least keep some of your solar going and making that money before you get that replacement in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good to know. I wonder if I have that. I might have to have you come check.
Yeah, possibly.
Especially since we're almost neighbors, too.
Yes.
So does Green Solar, Muscle Solar, sorry about the muscle part of it. I guess you need muscles a little bit to get those up on the roof. But I would imagine they're much smaller than they used to be, like, say, 10 or 15 years ago, and the small, easier to replace if something did go wrong?
Yes and no. So panels now are about 6'2" in height, and then the width is about 40 inches wide. But luckily, they've only grown so much a little bit, but yet they now produce a lot more. So of course the industry is working on making them produce as much as they can and hopefully start shrinking them eventually as technology improves.
So like on a 2,000 square foot house, which is kind of like a standard roof, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
Pitch roof. How many panels would you need?
So we have a lot of those questions, and it all varies. It depends on what part of town are you in, how much shade do you might have, what direction, yeah. And luckily with us, we do free quotes. Most companies do, and we do actually refer, hey, get multiple quotes, don't just listen to one guy. But with a 2,000 square foot house, I know my father's house was, he's got about a 1,400 to 1,600 square foot house, and he has 20 panels. So average systems out to 8 kilowatt systems. So people really do get about 8 to 12 kilowatts, I would say, is the average size for the average homeowner.
I want to say that I probably have an 8 kilowatt system too. And you know what's super cool, which I'm pretty sure Green Muscle Solar provides, is I have an app on my phone that I can look at, if I could just find it.
For monitoring.
For monitoring. And it will tell me right now how much energy production.
Yep.
My panels are doing at in real time.
Wow.
And
yeah,
it will
like
tell
that.
Me throughout the month, throughout the day, what my levels were at, how much I was producing, how much I was consuming. And then at the end of the month, I get my APS bill and I've got a credit there. So I can actually count on my APS bill.
Credit's good.
To pay for some of my holiday spending, because I know at the end of the year in December, I'm going to get, you know, a few hundred bucks back. And I just have like a smaller home. I don't even think I have, I mean, it's not even 1400 square feet. So, you know, and it's just me and my daughter. So we're just producing that energy and we're not using all of it and they're paying us for it.
Yep. That's a great part of solar right
now. Yes.
In APS, they're working on taking that buyback. I'm not too sure when you locked in, but right now they're at about 7.5 cents they pay you per kilowatt, and about off-peak hours. So if people know APS rates, you'll know that now if you're hooking up to it, they have demand or off-demand during 4 to 7, or if you're got hooked up with APS about back in 2017, you're on the old net metering. So right now they're paying you about 7.5 cents for that production, as you're still paying about 11 watts off peak, and then on peak you're paying about 30 cents. So solar definitely helps kind of shave that bill in half.
And the sooner you get it, the sooner you get to lock in that better rate before the APS jacks up their rates again on you. So
the rates still go up. So no matter what, your rates go up. But when you lock in with them, it keeps you 10 years with the buyback. So they have to pay you the 7.5 cents for 10 years maximum.
Okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Well, I'm looking at my solar production right now. And it says that it just went up 1.75 kilowatts.
What system do you have? Does it say what kind of app?
This is Solar Edge.
Okay, so you have a Solar Edge system.
Yeah.
Very good.
So this year, I've produced 1.91 MWHs.
Yep, megawatts.
megawatts. And this month was 80.8 kilowatts. Is that right?
Awesome. 80. Yeah, sounds, yeah.
W-H's.
Yeah, kilowatts. Yep.
All right. So I will stop stealing your whole segment.
Yeah,
I love solar.
Yeah. Oh, I've been getting into it, and I get called a nerd sometimes because I like to geek out with it. You know, me personally, I still live at home and trying to save up to get a house eventually. So when my dad got his solar, I got to finally look in on a customer side and dig into it myself and geek over and be like, Dad, you're saving so much.
Yeah, well,
so
you gotta save all the pennies where you can.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Tanner, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Green Solar, Muscle Solar. I keep missing the muscle part of
Green Muscle Solar.
Get
no
more
worries.
Information on there, like on the website, or if they want to plug in, or just get more information on how do I do it.
Yeah, so a great way is you can look online at greenmusclesolar.com, or you can go ahead and shoot a text to 602 571-7450 or even make a call or send an email to tanner@greenmusclesolar.com. And it's quite simple. All I need is an APS bill, and right from that, I can go ahead and write up a quote and show you exactly what you need.
And it's a free quote?
Yes, sir.
And you do all over the
all
Quad
over,
City?
All Quad City. We go up to Flagstaff. We've been down to Yuma, Tucson, everywhere.
Wow.
So wherever you need us.
That's super.
Super, super duper. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Tanner, we've got
a few minutes left. How about your involvement in the community?
So, is that here?
Yeah.
Are you gonna talk about
it? Yeah.
Anywhere. Okay.
Anywhere, yeah.
As an Arizona native.
Yeah.
Yeah, so along with just me, I don't do too much. I spend a lot of time with my niece, and we have quite a big family, so I'm very family-oriented. Mm-hmm. So I spend a lot of time just with them.
That's great.
Pretty much. And then, as I said, I come up here quite often and spend time with my dad. I don't know if you guys ever heard of it, but Penny's Place, it's a food truck.
Uh-huh.
Up here. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're actually friends with that owner. So usually back when he always did the ballpark games and all the baseball, softball.
Do they have a solar panel on the top?
They do, but they are not on the trailer.
They put you on the spot.
Not on their trailer. No, they don't. But on their house, they do. But, of course, it was someone else a long, long time ago. So,
yeah. Cool.
But other than that, the owners, they donate toys and food to a Boys and Girls Club down in the valley, and then – my aunt, along with the other owner's wife, is in education. So
awesome.
Super, super duper.
So very family orientated and always helping out our children between here and the valley.
That's great.
Very nice.
I love that.
All right. So we've got two more minutes. Green Muscle Solar.
Yeah. How about a muscle? I'm thinking about getting a travel trailer, and I'm curious about how much it would cost to add a solar panel. If it didn't already have it equipped.
Yeah, so.
Do you do stuff like that?
No, we really don't. We've dabbled into it once or twice, just trying to kind of get a feel for it, just because you got to know how to set it up and everything on the roof. And then along with that, you still need a converter or an inverter from the DC to AC, and then you still need to get a tiny little battery.
Okay. So it's mostly homes. Mostly homes are building roofs.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that have done them themselves, and it wouldn't be that hard. It's just something that they haven't picked up on
the trailer
yet.
Itself, you mean?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
A lot of them I know I've been
I've
looking at are equipped.
Oh, wow.
They're ready to go with them.
They're great. It's a nice
yeah,
little
Yeah, because you just go off the grid anywhere you want.
No noisy generator.
Exactly.
Wow.
That'd
be great.
That's the nice part.
Yeah. That would be
it's
great.
It's really neat. So.
Well, share with our listeners your website and contact information one more time.
Yeah, so the website will be greenmusclesolar.com. That is green as the color, muscle as in your body, and solar as the beautiful sun we have in the Arizona sky.
I like that.
All right.
kind of a logo, isn't it?
Almost.
Yeah, that's kind of a tagline for you guys.
Phone number is 602-571-7450, and email is Tanner, T-A-N-N-E-R, at greenmusclesolar.com.
Thank you, Tanner, for being on the show and representing Green Muscle Solar. We appreciate you as a chamber member, too.
Of course. Thank you for having me, guys. It's a great time.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Tails are wagging at Wags Pet Resort and Luxury Hotel. For a happier and healthier dog, give them the social interaction they need. We offer indoor and outdoor supervised group play. We know we can't take your place, but we'll always treat your dog as one of our own. Wags Pet Resort is not just a stay. It's an experience filled with love, hugs, and kisses. Book your best friend's play date today. Visit us at...